I'm a Zimbabwean. I'm always a Zimbabwean. There are hundreds of thousands of us, I suppose, who live in the diaspora, but we all love home. So I would call myself that first. I am half Chinese, so my ancestors did come from China. And much of my family lives in America and Canada and all around the world. So I very much have seen myself as a global citizen.
So now tell us, what have you been doing all along, you know, ever since you left school?
Well, I left school in Zimbabwe and went to study theatre. And I landed up training at the Royal Academy of Dramatic Art in London, which is one of the most famous drama schools in the world. I always loved Shakespeare. I guess that's what happens coming from Zimbabwe. We do have a taste for British classics. And since then, I've been working in theatre and film and television. And the last 6 months, I've been working on the series AD, The Bible Continues, which is currently being shown in America on NBC and in Africa on DSTV, which I'm really thrilled about that it's going directly to Africa.
How many other films have you acted in?
I couldn't count. I've not worked as much in film as in television. I was in a few times in a series called Doctor Who. That's very popular worldwide as well. And I've done Camelot, which was another American television series. But AD, The Bible Continues, is the series that I'm most excited about. It's a story that has so much meaning to people all around the world, and I'm playing a character that's been played out in art. I play Mary Magdalene in AD, The Bible Continues, and she's a character who's been played out in art for the past 2,000 years. But our producers here, for AD, The Bible Continues, have been very brave in casting a lot of the characters as African or people of color. And 2,000 years ago in Jerusalem, I think people would have been a diverse mixture of people because, of course, people were traveling through Jerusalem from Libya, from Egypt, going to Persia. And there was a lot of traffic and trade there. And at the same time, I think the diversity of the cast also represents that the church worldwide is very diverse and includes a lot of nationalities and colors to it.
Now tell me, how did you land that acting position?
Well, I've been acting in London for the past 10 years. And so the casting director did know of my work and basically submitted me to the executive producers. And so I did only one audition on tape, a screen test for them. Sometimes to get a pass in television, one goes through a lot of different screen tests, but I only did one and I got the part a week later. So some, I think with acting, there are some parts that are meant to be for you, and I guess this one is mine.
So when we are looking at the AD, The Bible Continues, we see you as that person who looks like Mary Magdalene. How do you come to that?
How do I look like Mary Magdalene?
Yes.
Well, the costume designers are quite amazing. It's a very international production, and the costume designer, Luciano Capozzi, is quite a remarkable man, and he has managed to dress us in the most amazing costumes, which look very first century. The colors that I wear are reds and oranges, which are traditional colors in Renaissance paintings for Mary Magdalene. And then our makeup designer, Krista Schumann, is actually South African. And she is the one who designed Mary actually has these braids, which are like dreads, which I absolutely love. And so it's an absolute blessing as an actor to work with makeup and costume designers of such caliber, because they completely transform you even before you've gone on set. The set as well is one of the largest freestanding sets in Morocco. It is the largest set in Morocco, and they've built a mini Jerusalem there. So as actors as well, we don't have to imagine that we're in Jerusalem. You know, once we're in costume and on that set, it's as if we're there.
Now, there's Jesus Christ, and we're talking here about Juan Pablo de Pace. Now, you seem to be blending very well, eh? Tell us a bit there.
Yes, well, Juan Pablo de Pace, he's actually Argentinian. Our cast is from all over the world. I think the guy who plays Thomas, Doubting Thomas, is from Iceland. We have an actress from Malta. We have Italian actors. We're from all over the world. I loved working with Juan Pablo because he's a very sensitive actor and very, very graceful. So he's really a very much, you know, how one imagines Jesus to be. And we've become very good friends. And I think Jesus and Mary were very good friends and close companions and worked together very closely. So a lot of what the story is about friendship and how friends pull together or struggle when there's a death amongst them. And of course, how a small group of friends can also change the world through their courage and conviction and faith. So it was also nice to make friends with all the wonderful actors who were in the cast.
And we know that you are quite a big star, you know, but at the end of the day, people would like to know your opinion about certain things, you know, concerning Zimbabwe. What is your opinion of Zimbabwe's independence?
Of Zimbabwe's independence?
Yes.
Well, of course, you know, we're a generation of younger people whose parents all fought and struggled for the liberation of our country. And I think the change doesn't happen overnight. And it's something that as citizens that we have to be committed to over time. So as a generation, I think we recognize that us who were born around independence time, that our time has come with responsibility. We're now adults and we have to, in whatever ways we do, whether through enterprise or through the arts or any other form, see what we can do to represent the country as positively as we can and work towards its future development, which is what, you know, our parents' generations did. And now the onus is on us. And I think many of the diasporans around the world still feel a very deep love and connection to Zimbabwe, wherever we are. And I hope that we are able as diasporans to contribute.
Now, looking at the way you grew up, we know that your mother was actually a minister. She's a former liberation fighter. Do you think that what she fought for is now, you know, what you are seeing untangling in Zimbabwe?
Well, my mother fought for my independence. She fought for my education. I've been very blessed because of her to have had a fantastic education. And I've also been blessed on a personal level with a fantastic experience of life. And that's something which I think as diasporans and those who are privileged that we have to share by making a contribution in some way. And there are many organizations in Zimbabwe that I support and you know, hope that we always stay connected and don't forget where we come from.
And normally, how do you celebrate independence, Zimbabwe's independence? Looking at the reason that this coming weekend will be Zimbabwe's 35th independence. So usually, how do you do it? How do you celebrate it?
I don't know. Well, April 18th is also the birthday of one of my cousins, a younger sister of mine. So I usually celebrate it by wishing her a happy birthday.
And usually Zimbabwe as well, right?
Yes, indeed.
So now my final question is, do you have any message for Zimbabweans, you know, any message of your choice?
Well, I remember being a young child in Zimbabwe and watching the movies and wanting to be involved in the arts. And it's my great privilege that I'm able to do that. And some of the actresses that I used to watch on TV, one of them, Greta Scacchi, who's an Italian actress who plays Mother Mary in AD, The Bible Continues, is now a very dear friend of mine. We loved working together. So to the children of Zimbabwe, I guess I'd just like to say that your dreams are possible. And I wish us all with our different and various talents to be able to experience our full potentials. And I'm very grateful to my mum and to my country for allowing me to be able to do that.